And we all said,
Amen.
Let's give a good welcome to yours, host, to Brother Doug Hamilton.
Fine.
Hi.
I'm going home.
Yeah.
That's what a woman told her boyfriend in the Southern African Republic. It all started when he had to go on a business trip and a very important decision to make. Should he take his girlfriend or his wife? Well, he took his girlfriend. So they got to the hotel and she went in the other room and she put things away. In the meantime, man sat down and saw a Gideon Place Bible sitting on the table. He picked that up. I don't know what verses he read. And in a matter of moments, he was convicted of a sin and knew that this was not right. So the woman came in, everything's put away. He said, this is wrong. We can't be here like this. So she said, fine, I'm going home, packed up her things, called the cab and left. He still had 3 days left at the business meeting. So every spare moment that he had, he got into God's Word. After 3 days, he went home. He took the Bible with him. Now, that's a hallelujah. We like Bibles to be stolen. But not the towel. So, he ran to a nearest evangelical church and asked the pastor there, can you tell me about this man Jesus that I've been reading about in this book? Today he's given his life to Jesus and he's a Gideon. Praise God.
Amen.
The Gideons are an international association born-again Christian business and professional men. And we've had one vision since 1899, and that was to bring the good news of Jesus Christ to men, women, boys, and girls here and around 200 countries and published in 109 languages. By God's grace, we distributed more than 47 million scriptures last year, and since 1908, we've distributed more than 2.5 billion scriptures. We, as Gideons and Auxiliary, and the Auxiliary are the wives of the Gideons, we work in partnership with churches like yours, striving side by side in the faith of the gospel. Placing Bibles around the world, and the promise of Isaiah 55:11 does not come back void, as men, women, boys, and girls come to the saving grace of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Because of the Gideon Place Bible.
Amen.
And that is a direct response from you guys. You give the money that turns into scripture. That's the thing that we want to remember. Once God's Word gets into people's hands, things happen. We cannot underestimate the power of God's Word.
Amen.
Alfonso grew up in Bogota, Colombia. He became a drug addict at an early age. He joined the street gang, got on drugs, and for 12 years he tried to get off of the drugs, but without any help. But one day there was a Gideon at Bogota that gave him a small testament like this one. And he took that, went back to his gang, and they tore the pages out and made marijuana cigarettes. Well, after a while, Alfonso decided to open one up. And inside, he read Revelations 5. Who can open the book of life?
Yeah.
the answer, Jesus Christ. He fell to his knees and gave his life to Jesus Christ. The power of God is something we do not understand, but we need to use it. And that's what it's so important, that we get God's word out to people. Well, he went back to his gang and he led 10 of his gang members to Jesus Christ. Today, he's a pastor. 6 of the members are either pastors or evangelists.
Amen.
All because you and others were faithful giving money to purchase God's word that got into somebody's hand and changed their life
forever. Amen.
And not only that, one small testament changed the lives of 6 others. God's multiplication. A lady in the city of Columbia, South America, was very distraught, very disturbed. She wanted to commit suicide. So she started looking around in the drawers in her kitchen, trying to find a razor blade so she could slit her wrist. Well, instead, she found a small testament that was given to her son in a school distribution. She was compelled and opened it up. Again, I don't know what she read, but she knew she had to have help. She went down to the nearest church, gave a profession of faith, now a member of that church, serving God that way. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because of God's word.
Amen.
And God's timing is always perfect. His hand is always on every copy, even if it's a single page, like we found out there. Well, this is another example. In El Salvador, Gideons were making distributions, a morning and an afternoon distribution. So in the morning distribution, everything went well. When he went back for the second afternoon distribution, there was pages ripped out of testaments laying all over the ground. So they picked up the pages as best they could, did the distribution, and at the end of the day, they were walking back to where they were staying, and they saw a young man sitting on the front step of the store. He was crying. He came up, and told the Gideons, "Can you tell me about this man, Jesus?" In his hand was a single page from one of these testaments. A single page. Changed a life. One page. Well, a couple of Gideons stayed with the young man. The rest of them went inside, and they saw an older gentleman inside, and he was crying too. He pointed down there and said, "That's my son. I've never seen him cry before. Can you tell me about this man, Jesus?" Today, both he and his son belong to Jesus. Again, thanks to the power of God's word.
Amen.
We have another testimony I'd like to give you. It's a video on Ron Archer. And it's a powerful.
And I held my mother's gun to my head. And I wanted to blow my brains out all over her wall. You must ask the question, why would a 10-year-old child want to die? 10 is a time to dream of being an astronaut, of being a soccer star, a football player, a preacher, a pastor, a doctor. But for me, life was so horrific, with so much vitriol and pain, I wanted to die. I'm a product of interracial immigrants. My grandmother was tall, white, and thin from Germany. and we called her French Fry. My grandfather was a big, burly black man from Cuba, and we called him Hamburger. Hamburger met French Fry and created a Happy Meal. And these two immigrants produced 7 McNuggets with special sauce. We would joke that we would have Wiener Schnitzel with sauce on for Thanksgiving. My grandfather had to hide the fact in the 1940s in America that he was married to a Caucasian woman. One wedding anniversary, he had a flaw. He liked to drink overproof Cuban rum. And one evening, he was inebriated. And a man saw them together and said to my grandmother, "Why would you be a nigger lover?" My grandfather, with huge arms, lost his temper and hit the man in the jaw and broke his neck. The man didn't die, but he was injured severely. He went to the worst prison convicted of the crime, Mansfield Reformatory in Ohio, locked down 23 hours a day. Yeah. It hit the newspapers that my grandmother was married to this convicted felon and she lost her job. But being a German woman, she didn't complain or whine or woe is me. She began to work odd jobs, cleaning other people's houses and toilets, taking care of their children. But as she was working, she would have fainting spells, passing out, doing her job. She went to the doctor and discovered that she had a tumor growing behind her left eye that was metastasizing to her brain. The doctor said, "If you take out a third of your face, your eye, you will be malformed and disformed and disfigured for the rest of your life. What do you do?" The American dream becomes an American nightmare. She could not work. She was sick and mutilated. My grandfather's in jail. And day by day, they lost everything that they had acquired. They lost their house. They lost their car. They lost their furniture. They lost their dignity. They lost their self-esteem. And they were living in the streets like animals. My three uncles got hooked on heroin. They belonged to a gang called the Devil's Disciple. And my entire family became atheistic. No God, no prayer, no Bible, no hope. And my mother, at age 14, was called by a pimp named Larry, who said to her, "What is school doing for you? You are sitting on a gold mine." She said, "Where?" He said, "You're sitting on it." We call this being turned out. And little by little, she began to sell her 14-year-old body to grown men for money to survive. It's called turning tricks. And at age 16, she got pregnant. We call it having a trick baby. Two strangers meet for a business transaction, and there's a mistake. The pimp said, "You can't make any money having a baby in the oven. We have got to kill this baby." They kicked her in the stomach. They fed her alcohol. They gave her drugs. They took a hanger and stabbed the baby over and over again. But the baby would not die. The baby was born 2 months premature with no pancreas, a learning disability, a bladder too small, unable to function, a severe stutterer. We call it a trick baby. Nobody wants the baby. No hope, no future. Kill it, was the word. That baby was me. I'm the lowest of the low. I come from the guttermost. I come from a hellish condition. And so when I would go to school, I couldn't talk. I stuttered so severely from the trauma. My mother had a madam who hated men. Her name was Dolores, and she was a sadist. And when she would watch me, she would take a broomstick and stick it in a place where no boy should have any object in his body. And when you are tortured like that, you learn 4 things. Don't talk, don't trust, don't feel, and pretend nothing is happening. And by age 10, I had had enough. I wanted to die. And in my school, they put me in a boiler room with other kids who were dysfunctional like me, where we were finger paint all day long. And yet there was a teacher, thank God for her, who had a Gideon Bible. And she came to my school and she saw kids like me as her mission field. And she would give me this Gideon Bible and read to me stories of dysfunctional characters who God used. He would say to me, Ronaldo, God uses greatly those who have been wounded very deeply. He will turn your pain into power, your wounds into wisdom. She had me read the story of Moses, who was also a stutterer. I began to understand that God did love a trick baby. Even as long as I was, there was hope for me and possibility. And when a child begins to understand the love of God and the power of his word and the possibility, it changes everything. How can a young man keep this way clean by taking heed according to your word? Your word have I hid in my heart that I may not sin against thee. I began to memorize the Bible, that Gideon Bible, reading 2,000 scriptures. And when you put that kind of word in a life, something begins to happen. My stuttering went away. I stopped wetting the bed. I stood tall. I became valedictorian, became a pastor, and preached until everybody in my family got saved. Why? Because somebody placed the Gideon Bible in a woman's hand and changed a life forever.
Piercing even the division of soul and spirit. So as you consider how you can help, I just ask that you remember some of the testimonies that I've talked about and how powerful God's word is. I know that sometimes it's hard to understand. You give money, well, what does that turn into? It turns into save life.
Yes.
Because you buy the scripture that gets put in the hand of these folks that I've talked to about. And there's thousands and thousands of testimonies like this that we get daily. And even though we're placing and distributing Bibles more than 2 a second, the need is always greater. So you may be wondering, well, how can I help? Our number one need, and this is something I've already noticed, this is a praying church. A praying church. And that's what we need. The Gideons need your prayers. It's just like we've already talked about. The devil is on the prowl. He wants to destroy, disrupt, kill, maim, separate. Every terrible thing you can think about, the devil wants to do to us. We're in spiritual warfare, and so we need your prayers. And if God has placed upon your heart, I would ask that you might consider a financial gift. At the end of the service, we'll have a way to where you can give. And like I want to remind you, the money turns into scriptures, because every dime that you give goes to produce and ship testaments to people in 200 countries around the world. The New Testaments like this cost $1.56, and a case of $156 can be shipped anywhere in the world. Hotel Bibles, which cost $5, and they have the opportunity to get to 2,300 people in the 6 years that they actually last in most of the hotel rooms. And after that, then they're sentenced to life in prison. We take the hard cover off, put a soft cover on, and take them to the jail. So the prisoner's there. So it lives on And for your convenience, you can make the check payable to the Gideons. And everybody should have gotten a bulletin like this. In there, there's an envelope. So if you didn't come prepared today, that's fine. You can use that envelope and send it in. And also, there's a place on the side here if you want to use a credit card. Mm-hmm. And even if you're really hopped up, you can use a QR code on the back. It'll take you right to where you can do right now. Something else I'd like to talk to you about, too, is the Friends of the Gideons. And this is where you can, for nothing, get to the friendsofthegideons.org. Friendsofthegideons.org. And that's in the back of your bulletin there, too, the back page. It talks about that. And you can find out about some of the testimonies that are happening right now, like I've shared today. There's much more. The idea is that you're giving hard-earned money to purchase God's Word. Now you can hear about how souls are being saved as it's happening. It's just something that, if nothing else, it's happy for us to hear that something positive is happening in this world, because the media will not tell you. No. There are Christians around the world that we think make the media saints sound like there isn't one Christian left. That's farther from the truth. Something about the Friends of the Gideons, I'd just like to give you one last testimony about that. There was a lady who lost her house because of a fire, so she had to go sit in a motel room for a year. I can't imagine that. Anyway, obviously she got bored after a while and started to read one of these Gideon Place Bibles. Well, as soon as she started that, God grabbed her heart. And she became so on fire for the Lord, she wanted to even give Bibles away. All she had was the one in the hotel room. Well, that wouldn't stop her. She went in the other room, stole the Bible, and started giving the people. Well, she told the Gideon. The Gideon informed her about the Friends of the Gideons, so she can go get her own Bibles. You can purchase those on the online. And then they're in Spanish also. So she should give her Friends of the Gideons Bibles out for her friends. So it's just a good way to share God's Word. And just a reminder, too, that we did last Saturday, we did a workshop of conversations, a simple way to spread the gospel. And so there's a few in here that got a taste of that already. And if you have any questions, you can ask them about that, how important it is, and how easy it really is to share the Word. Folks, the devil is increasing the speed of how we're going downhill. And we need to start getting busy and telling others about Jesus Christ. And it may not be many days, we don't know. But we just need to get busy on that. Because as Jesus commanded us, as the Father sent me, I also send you.
Yeah.
To bring hope. We're in a hopeless world right now. It's all you hear is hopelessness. Another tornado, another earthquake, another flood, another whatever. And on and on it goes, the shooting. And we need hope. Hope is in the Word.
Yes, it is.
We need to get that out there. And then I want to thank Pastor Murdoch for allowing me to come, even though he's not here. Maybe he's watching. Anyway, thank you. And thank you, congregation, for allowing me to come in and spend some time with you. It's been a real pleasure sharing with you. God bless.
As we close with our songs, thank you for bringing that message to us today at the Gideons. As we close with our songs, if you feel led to give to the Gideons, you can put it in your donation in an envelope, but just leave it where we, you know, the front and back where we leave our thank you offerings. I would say a Gideon moment, but that would be kind of God now and then. But anyways, if you feel led to do that, do so. But we're going to close with these two songs right now, so we're really happy. Amen. Thank you.